Earlier in the show, we heard how some teachers are feeling more positive about the education system in this province. Now, that's a significant change from a year ago. Now, we wanted to get some reaction on this from the Newfoundland and Labrador's Teachers Association. Dean Ingram is their president. He's in the studio. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Thanks for joining us. You've been doing all the morning shows this morning. You've been elected president in the year since our Inside the Classroom Forum went to air. From the phone calls and emails you get from teachers, what kind of concerns do they have about the education system at this current moment?
Well, many of the same concerns we heard expressed a number of years back. In fact, you can go back to 2007. There was a report, a commission report launched by the government of the day that actually identified a number of concerns in the system. That was in 2007. In 2008, there was a reference to a revised teacher allocation model to address some of those concerns. Subsequently, there was a cabinet directive actually revisit this model. And in fact, in 2016, the Auditor General of the day, and I quote, said, despite being directed by cabinet to evaluate the teacher allocation model 3 years after it's implemented, the department has not completed the assessment reported back into cabinet. With those issues at mind, inclusive education, school violence, curriculum delivery, supports in the classroom, we partner with the Federation of School Councils, University, to undergo our own research and identified a number of concerns. These were reaffirmed by the Premier's Task Force report, and they certainly mirror the concerns that our members are expressing to be on a daily basis through email, through call, through general conversations when I'm visiting schools. The tone now, yes, I think would be fair to say, is different. There is certainly a hopefulness that we are going to see meaningful change. There are a number of recommendations in the task force that certainly have the prospect for change. So I think the more positive viewpoint, as expressed by the teachers that were interviewed post Inside the Classroom, is reflective of the prospect for change. But to say there's been meaningful change to date, no, I couldn't. But I think there's certainly a stronger prospect for change going forward.
So you think that nothing's really changed in the last year?
I think the biggest thing that has changed is there we're engaged in a number of discussions. We're entrenched in the committee for implementation of task force support. So there's certainly a lot of hope for change. There's certainly improved dialogue. There's certainly improved discussions. And I'll state this unequivocally, that if government wishes to improve the education system and make significant improvements, the best path to that is for consulting those that know education best, and that being educators. So I would suggest what's changed, there's certainly a better dialogue, better cooperation to date, and we're hopeful that we will see productive results of this implementation.
So the 30 teachers that went public last year brought forth many serious issues, like behavioral problems, to enormous concerns about how inclusive education is unfolding in the classroom. I spoke to teachers last year when this aired, and they said that they're seeing a lot of that. But one of the things that they were afraid of, a young teacher friend of mine who's been a teacher for 10 years, said he has lots of thoughts, but he didn't want to speak up. So for those 30 teachers that spoke up, does that create any bad blood, I guess, between the provincial government and the teachers and your organization?
No, I don't think it would be fair to say that there's been any bad blood or any repercussions. Certainly, I would say the contrary. I think those teachers that spoke up in the CBC Inside the Classroom series mirrored the findings that have been out there, mirrored the findings of the Premier's Task Force report. The positives is that it certainly put a magnifying glass, a microscope on those issues, made it bared the covers with and put it out there. These are what our classrooms are speaking. We have a lot of challenging classrooms in this province. And it's not just me saying it. If I go to the Organization for Economic and Cooperative Development, an international organization, they define a challenging classroom as being one in which 10% of the student body is either has exceptionalities or behavioral issues. I would suggest that in our classrooms, we have many, many, many classrooms that would have more than 10% of their student body having exceptionalities or violent tendencies, behavioral issues, issues with self-regulation in our classrooms. Just put in perspective, a class of 25 students, to have not have three students fitting those criteria would be a rarity.
So the teachers that we heard from earlier in the show, that tape with Ramona and Jamie Fitzpatrick, they felt like some of their concerns were listened to. Do you give any of the credit to the Provincial Education Department and the school board for that?
I would certainly give credit to the Department of Education. I would certainly give credit to the school board in being willing to acknowledge that the problem is there. I'd be willing to give a credit, certainly full credit, to the department for including us in the committee structure. But of course, I'm hopeful, as those teachers have expressed, that what we'll see is beyond the listening, it'll translate itself into some action, some tangible changes for the education system in the province.
So, Mr. Ingram, you're a teacher yourself. You've only been the president of the organization for the last year. But in your opinion, what's the number one priority right now to improve the education system all across Newfoundland and Labrador?
There's two things that I think I could really center on. The first of these is the obvious one, inclusive education. I think the Premier's Task Force had this line, the current model for inclusive education is not working. I think there are moves that need to be made to improve that. Tangential to that, I would suggest that a big thing, there's also the issue of violence in the classroom, student-student, but also student-teacher. We've had 87 direct reports to our organization of actual incidents of violence against teachers in our system.
Is that like in the last year?
That's been reported to us in the last year.
Okay.
87.
Do you think that's a lot?
I think it's actually being underreported. I think there are a number of instances that do not go reported. I've spoken directly myself personally to a number of teachers. In one of my earlier school visits the fall, I walked into a school, and to be honest, I thought that the teacher was a victim of some other thing, and it was. But, again, this is where the hopeless wins. Acknowledging the problem, putting steps in place to support and address these issues, that's where the hopefulness comes. But again, it's hopefulness that things will be done, but I don't think I'd be accurate in saying it's what has been done. But there is hope that things will be done.
Got to ask you, Mr. Ingram, over the weekend I went to a school board meeting where the trustees were voting on closing down a number of schools. There were five schools that they were looking to, that the board recommended that they close down, and two that they amalgamate. They amalgamated two, Appalachia High and another school in St. George's. They closed H.L. Strong Academy, but four schools, two of them have nine students and will have less, will remain open. Now, what's your thoughts on the government's decision there, sir?
Well, to be accurate, it wasn't the government's decision. It was actually the school board trustees.
You're right.
The elected trustees are charged with making decisions that they feel are in the best interest of the students in the province. Students in the schools which the NLESD maintains operations. As an association, our stance would be that every school, every student, regardless of where they are, deserves a quality of education which gives them the background and the foundation for them to move forward their lives. So every school that remains open should be resourced and supported accordingly.
Now, the Teachers Association is in contract talks with the provincial government. Where do they stand right now, sir?
We're engaged in discussion with the employer. Certainly we've had discussions to this point, and we have others scheduled for the future. Where we stand with that is we expect the process to unfold as it should, which involves a fair and legitimate bargaining process, one that's done in good faith, and we will be working to make sure that the agreement that eventually is struck with the employer is one that provides a fair and reasonable settlement for our members.
Well, we covered a wide variety of topics there, so I appreciate your time. Thanks so much, Dean.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Dean Ingram is the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador's Teachers Association.